There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryans!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian. That's Luke. We are here to serve you in the greater part of the southern part of Wisconsin on WTTN 1580 AM and 92.7 FM out of Madison.
Yeah. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Glad to be with you here in the studio, Brian.
Yeah.
Looking forward to today's big show.
I got a little adrenaline today.
Good.
I'm a little worked up, a little fired up, a little bit fired up, Jerry. I got a couple things that are going to hit a couple hot buttons for the big guy.
Yeah.
And Hulk is going to smash all over the radio airwaves. Welcome, everybody. You can join us at any time at 844-967-2789. I promise we're going to go live on Facebook as soon as the machines decide to, you know.
Zuckerberg keeping us off?
Probably. Assuming that the CIA cell that is, you know, monitoring the things we do,
yeah,
are stopping us from going to Facebook Live, because it's that important for all of you to go and see us.
We weren't even going to talk about them yet today. I know that there were some tech CEOs in front of Congress earlier this week, and you know, there's been so much news breaking here in Wisconsin. I haven't even been able to really dive into anything that their testimony up on the Hill.
I'm sure we'll get it all brought down to a nice little digestible article, and we can go and further chastise them for the crap that we probably barely understand or wrap our heads around.
But, well, then
again, next thing you know, everything I talk about comes up on Facebook. Seriously.
And it's uncanny.
It is amazing.
And now that the Facebook is keeping us off of broadcasting today, you know, I'll have to go find one of those articles so we can talk about them tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll see what it is.
Well, you know what Facebook keeps popping up on me besides troll? Facebook loves to get me into arguments.
Oh, yeah. Facebook picks arguments with me. The algorithms are designed to do that.
Oh, this person said something that I know you'll be just dying to say something about.
Yep.
And they know me. And I don't respond.
They know you better than you think they know you.
Oh, for sure. They know me better than I do. Than I know myself, of course.
Yeah. Down to a science.
Yeah, kind of. So I am beating the algorithm and just not responding to any of the people that I really would like to respond to. And I usually just funnel that out here. Luckily, I have this outlet.
Yeah.
So that Facebook can't have the only reason why I'm doing this show is so that Facebook can't have the information that I would otherwise have no other outlet to get out.
But we broadcast the information to Facebook. Jeez.
And all right, I'm literally trying to do that right now. But anyway, the other thing that they pop up with me all the time, because I do complain about it out loud, not just here. And I usually don't bring my work home, but the thing I do bitch about a lot is the lack of high-speed rail in this country.
This is one of those issues that will get me to the Hulk level, smash level angry too.
You know, Scott Walker has done some really stupid things and said some really stupid things and left a legacy of stupid around with him. He had it out for all state employees. A lot of things that the Act 10 really pissed a lot of people off. His completely failed, you know, presidential run, and the fact that he did most of the stuff he did for purely political reasons and not because he actually thought it would help the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's galling in and of itself. But on the list of things for me personally that makes me grinding my gears and making me want to Hulk smash all over the place is the lack of high-speed rail. The fact that he paid to not have high-speed rail.
I believe there's completed train cars sitting somewhere in a rail yard facility, just
I believe they actually are used elsewhere.
Are they?
I think they were used in, I want to say, Pittsburgh.
That's a shame.
I'm not saying that is 100% true, but
yeah.
I am saying that I remember something that resembles them being used in Pittsburgh. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Give me a call or text 844-967-2789. But that's not why you call. The specific reason why we're talking about this is because
We've got some high-speed rail and just regular passenger rail updates here in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be expanding our regular, not the 200-mile-an-hour going fast type of thing, but the regular rail.
Well, that's really the problem is local officials here in Madison don't know what to hang their high hopes on right now because there's unfortunately so much uncertainty in this regard on this issue of passenger rail in expansion. And obviously, we make the ongoing joke. It's constantly infrastructure week. We've been kicking the can down the road on these issues since Scott Walker decided to defer the federal government funding that would have brought the beginnings of high-speed rail to Wisconsin a decade ago.
Yeah. Now, you were just in Chicago, right?
I was. I was in Chicago over the weekend.
How did you like, were you in downtown area or at least like within the city limits? Did you really enjoy driving there? Or did you get around really easily with your car?
I mean,
could you park easy? Did you find
no parking's a pain?
What did you go over 35 miles an hour?
No, nope.
So
it's a burden. Anytime you want to go down to Chicago, normally what I end up doing a lot of the times, not the case this time. Well, we consolidated some cars at a family member's house in the burbs outside of Chicago, and then we still drove one car in because otherwise, I typically like to consolidate a car there, hop on the Metra, and then get downtown that way.
Oh, they have commuter rail regularly that runs regularly.
Oh, they got great commuter rail.
You can be downtown within a couple hours, and then if you're going, you can go. There's a train stop right at the Wrigley Field. There's a train stop right at Sox 35th. You can go right, walk a block or two and get into the White Sox and see them. You can get off downtown and walk 4 days and get to Soldier Field. That's convenient. You could actually walk to Arlington faster from downtown faster than you can get to Soldier Field from Arlington from downtown.
Jeez.
It is ridiculous to get there, but that's beside the point.
Right.
Point is that it's easier, it's more efficient, and it reduces the amount of traffic as well as it reduces the amount of pollutants. And it's something that should be easy to do. And there's natural stops from if you look at a map, just take out your map and just see what it could be. Going from Chicago to Milwaukee. To Waukesha, I'm going to put that in there for you guys on the right. To Waukesha, there's probably at least going to be a staging there.
Yeah.
And then Madison, La Crosse,
Twin
Minneapolis.
Cities. Yeah, Twin Cities. Well, St. Paul first. We won't skip over St. Paul.
Well, St. Paul, Minneapolis, they're very important.
Right.
But you see the corridor there.
Right.
And
in a lot of cases, it already exists, Brian.
The infrastructure is already there.
We put train tracks all over this country in the 1800s. The trains are what allowed us to expand from what we were as a fledgling nation to being the expansive country that we are today.
Yeah, and by the way, we don't have limitations on our critical race theory, so let's just remind ourselves that was built with slave labor the use
Chinese
of
immigrant
Chinese
labor.
Immigrant labor.
Yep.
Congratulations, everybody. Congratulations, us.
Yeah.
But at least let's use it. We have it. It's built. Let's use it.
Yeah, and so Madison is excited because there is a new federal report out, and I say excited lightly because the report is kind of a whiles off, Brian, before we're going to be promised this high-speed rail.
Okay, so, you can't just snap your fingers and put it up.
It doesn't just happen overnight, but unfortunately, Madison and Milwaukee are now going to be in contention for high-speed rail for this corridor that we're discussing.
Not high-speed rail. This is normal rail.
No, this would be high-speed rail.
Oh, this is high-speed rail.
Between now and 2055.
Oh, now in 2055.
Now in 2055.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So by 2055, we will have caught up to the rest of the world is now.
Possibly.
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 That's if the idiots in control don't step in the way every step of the way like Walker and his stupid minions do, because they just need to prove the government doesn't work so that nobody can have anything at all, because it doesn't affect them. He's flying across the country, the state with a plane. They're flying anywhere they want on private jets and freaking helicopters.
He got a haircut across the state once.
It's important for him to do when he has stupid hair anyway, and it looked dumb no matter what he does. So let's move on. The high-speed rail is something that we could achieve in 2055 when maybe teleportation might be there. But I guarantee you're going to have some idiot going, no, we can't teleport things. I want to stay here and walk.
All the other people that I don't want to teleport here are going to teleport here.
And then they're going to have to vote. You can teleport your vote. Stupid. People are going to don't like things that are different or new.
I can't even fathom what the political discourse is going to be in 2055 around this.
God.
Brian, I would be the age 61.
So
in 2055, when this high-speed rail could potentially be done from Chicago to Milwaukee to Madison to Minneapolis. That's great. Frustrating.
I'm gonna have some sort of situation because, you know, family genetics and all. I'm probably gonna not know where I am, and I'm gonna assume that I'm in this time period right now because it will be the technology from now.
Yep.
That's how stupid this is that we don't have this.
Yeah, and so Madison officials got this report from the Federal Railroad Administration's long-term plan for the Midwest Corridor through 2055.
Yep.
But they're not getting too excited because they're reacting very cautiously because that's really far off from now. And like you said,
yeah.
Walker already threw out plans for this to happen, for the groundwork for high-speed rail to be laid 10 years ago. So again, that... This is going
to
be...
We're 10 years behind already that plan to catch up to what they were doing. So this is what's galling, and we're going to get into this a little bit more specifically in the next segment because we have some information to give to you about the rest of the world. But what's freaking galling to me is that back in the 1990s is when China started having this conversation about their own high-speed rail.
Mm-hmm.
1990s is when China, so that they could catch up to Japan, mm-hmm. who has been doing this since the late 80s.
Yep.
This is insane that we don't have this.
Yep. We are really behind the eight ball on this one. And what Madison is really looking at is the expansion of the Hiawatha passenger train, which currently runs from Chicago to Milwaukee,
yeah.
I believe once or twice a day.
And it's slow and relatively inconvenient.
And
but again,
kind of
if you it's kind of expensive, $50 round trip.
Mm-hmm.
Last I checked, I think it might be up to 60 or 70 by now. But point is, at least you can sit there comfortably.
Yeah.
At least you can get some Wi-Fi.
It's still something. It's not high speed, but it's something.
There's a snack car. It's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on it to Michigan several times. It's great.
Yeah. So Madison is expecting more likely to have the expansion of the Hiawatha passenger commuter rail between Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, and then Minneapolis by 2035.
Oh, by 2035, we will catch up to China in the 1990s. Way to go, everybody. But you know what? Every time an F-35 goes overhead, you just think, that's our high-speed rail going by. Way to go, everybody. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.